Well, here in Spain, it's a pleasure to talk to Brett Hansen again. How are you doing, Brett?
I'm good, thanks, Howard. What about yourself? How are things?
I'm very well, thank you very much indeed. Well, good. Over the past few weeks with Cathal Rochford and Chris McCann, we've discussed the UK budget and the changes it introduced. Today we're talking to Brett, and I'd like to explore in more detail how these changes will impact UK pensions. So Brett, what were the main pension changes Chancellor Rachel Rees announced in the budget?
Well, Howard, the Chancellor made two major pension announcements. The first was that as from the 6th of April 2027, pension funds will be included within the value of a person's estate for UK inheritance tax. The second announcement was that with immediate effect, the exclusion to the overseas transfer charge, which applied to pension transfers to the European Economic Area or Gibraltar, has been removed, meaning that any new pension transfers to a QROPS are likely to have a 25% transfer charge applied.
The inheritance tax reform will be a significant change, won't it? What do our listeners need to know at this point?
So, UK inheritance tax is charged at 40% on the property, possessions, and money of somebody who has either died as a UK domicile or on their assets which are in the UK, above a £325,000 threshold. And it is only charged on the part of the estate that lies above this threshold. For example, on an estate worth, say, £335,000, the tax would apply to the additional £10,000, the amount above the £325,000. And at 40%, this would be £4,000. There are, Howard, a few exceptions, as well as an additional allowance. For example, if the person who dies leaves their home to their children or grandchildren, the threshold goes up from £325,000 to £500,000 if the estate is worth less than £1 million. Married or civil partners can also transfer assets free of tax between each other, so one partner automatically inherits the other's unused allowance. So the estate of someone who can use their late partner's allowance can leave a home to their children or grandchildren will not be liable for inheritance tax on anything under £1 million, provided that their estate is below £2 million. Last year, Howard, around 4% of estates paid UK inheritance tax. That's 1 in 20. But from the 6th of April 2027, as I've already mentioned, pension funds will also be taken into account with regards to this UK inheritance tax, and this will likely lead to many more estates rising above the thresholds and being subject to this tax. Furthermore, more people will lose part of or all of their main home allowance if their pensions tip their estates over the 1 million mark. I believe it was already being predicted that the number of estates which would pay UK inheritance tax would nearly double over the coming years, what with the continued freeze on the threshold where UK inheritance tax becomes payable. But with the changes announced by the Chancellor on pensions, farms and AIM funds, this is likely to increase further. I think we'll be covering this in a bit more detail next week, Howard, but just sticking to pensions, I think it's worth pointing out that not only will UK pensions be included within the value of a person's estate for UK inheritance tax from the 6th of April 2027, but when beneficiaries start drawing down an income from these inherited pensions, they will still be liable to income tax at the beneficiary's income tax rates. So for a UK beneficiary, they will potentially see 40% UK inheritance tax paid on the pension fund, and then up to 45% tax on any income taken from the remainder of the pension.
The QROPS reform must have been very unwelcome news for retired expatriates across Europe. What exactly has changed?
Yes, Howard, certainly unwelcome news for anyone who was looking to transfer their UK pension or pensions out of the UK and into a QROPS. So, just to recap, QROPS stands for a Qualifying Regulated Overseas Pension Scheme, which is basically a non-UK pension scheme, which meets UK revenue and custom rules, but where you can transfer your UK pensions into them in order to obtain tax efficiency, estate planning flexibility, and currency benefits, primarily for people who are no longer living in the UK or intending to no longer live there. And the overseas transfer charge is a 25% tax charge, which is applicable on transfers to CureOps unless an exclusion from the charge applies. And until the budget announcement, there was an exclusion from this charge if you transferred your UK pension to a CureOps in either the European Economic Area or Gibraltar. But from the 30th of October of this year, this exclusion has been removed. The policy paper published at the time of the budget stated that this change would not affect individuals relocating to an EEA country or Gibraltar, because the exclusion would still apply for members who are resident in the same country they established their CureOps in. It therefore seems they assumed that if someone moved to, say, Spain, they could set up a CureOps in Spain. But the problem with this is that there is no CureOps in Spain. In fact, there are no CureOps solutions available for retirees in Europe other than in Malta and in Gibraltar. So unless you are a resident in either of those countries, any pension transfer to a CureOps would now be subject to the overseas transfer charge of 25%.
Tax residents of Spain are also impacted by a Spanish tax change when transferring UK pensions to CureOps. So what does this mean for British expatriates here?
Yes, so in addition to this 25% transfer charge, for anyone still wanting to transfer their pension to a CureOps, they would need to do this before they become a tax resident of Spain, because of a tax ruling made towards the end of 2021 by the Directorate General for Taxes in Spain. This ruling concluded that a pension transfer from a third country, which includes the UK, to a pension scheme in the European Economic Area will be subject to a personal income tax charge on the whole fund value. So in addition to a 25% transfer charge, a Spanish tax resident could also be looking at up to around 50% income tax on transferring a pension from the UK to a European-based CureOps. For any British expatriates already living in Spain, CureOps are most likely not a worthwhile option.
What's your advice now for our retired British listeners who are trying to decide how best to use and protect their pension savings?
Well, Howard, for anyone who is thinking of moving to Spain, or already living here, there is no doubt that the changes in the budget have made pension and estate planning, a subject which was already complex, even more complicated. And I would strongly advise that if any listeners are wanting to review their existing pensions or are currently considering their pension options, then they should seek specialist advice. And with both UK and Spanish regulation and rules to take into account, there's no doubt using a locally based advisor in Spain who can provide cross-border tax advice for British expatriates currently living in the UK and are looking to move to Spain, or are already living here in Spain, is essential. And so, should anyone want to understand more on how the UK budget could impact them and their loved ones, or feel now is the time to review their pension planning, they can contact us via our website, blevinsfranks.com.
Many thanks, Brett. Plenty going on, isn't there? We'll pick up the baton next week.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.